my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and welcome to Revival Time. It's Friday. It's going to be a great day today. Teen camp is getting over. You know, I don't know why they do this. Most teenagers stay up all Thursday night, don't they? And the closing night, they stay up, they talk, they fellowship, they barbecue, it's terrible. And then they come home and they die all afternoon. One of our kids, I think they slept 17 or 18 hours straight last year. And so they're going to be tired. Parents, pick them up. Get them. We love them, but not that much. So I think they're home by 11 or 12 or 1 or something, whatever time it is, you come and get them. Higher Ground, there's a good song. We'll have the singer sing for us. Brother Joe, you sing right now, please.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, let my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. By faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Lord, lift me up and let me stand. By faith on heaven's table land, on higher ground.
Thank God for higher ground. We have one more song I want to get to just as quickly as I can. And then we're in the last chapter of the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 50. Here's the song, One Scarred Hand. The Redeeming Grace Trio sings for us. I thank God for them. They're a blessing. They'll bless your heart right now.
Thank you.
Well, we're in Genesis chapter 50. We've come to the last chapter, and this is such a powerful text. We're at verse 15, and when Joseph's brethren saw their father was dead, they said, Joseph will peradventure hate us, and he will certainly requite us all the evil that we did to him. They were living with guilt. Even they lived with guilt all the time, all those 25 years plus 17 years, all those years they lived with guilt. And they sent a messenger unto Joseph saying, our father did command us before he died saying, so shall he say to Joseph, forgive I pray thee now the trespasses of thy brethren, their sin, for all they did the evil. Now we pray, forgive the trespass of thy servant, the God of thy father. And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. They said, Daddy said to forgive us. Oh, forgive us, please. Don't sell us into bondage. Don't put us in prison. Don't do these things, please. And he wept. And his brother also went and fell down before his face. That's what he prophesied so many years before. In verse number 19, Joseph said unto them, fear not. For I am I in the place of God? I'm not God. There's nothing to forgive, fellas. Verse 20, but as for you, ye thought evil against me. But God meant it unto good. That's powerful. God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day, save much people. Now therefore fear ye not. Don't fear. I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them, and he spake kindly to them. I wonder today, who is it that you need to speak kindly to? You have every right to carry anger in your heart. You have every right to carry hatred in your heart toward that person. That person did you so wrong. It just did evil against you. And now it's the opportunity to get even with them. You never... get even with anybody. My dad would always say, he who throws dirt always loses ground. It's an old Indian proverb. He said, he who throws dirt always loses ground. Who are you throwing dirt on today? I wonder on the internet. Oh, God, if you're going to stand for God, you have so much dirt thrown against you. Things that are not even true. Be careful. Don't retaliate. I'm not going to retaliate to anybody. I'm not going to pay back anybody. If that's what they want to do with their life, that's up to them. But I can speak kindly to them. That's what God says to do, Jack. I've pastored here over 50 years, and it's a large church, and so we've had a lot of members. We've had so many turn out for God, so many serving God that are so faithful. Oh, but I have so many that just hate this place now. They were educated here. They were trained here in elementary or high school or college, and now they hate this place, just hate it with a hatred. And they lie against it, and they write against it, and they do so many evil things. Well, I can't hate them. I can't pay them back with how they've paid me. And the Bible, and I want to close the passage today. And so the Bible says, and Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's house, and Joseph lived 110 years old. And Joseph saw Ephraim's children, the third generation, and the children of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were brought up upon Joseph's knees. And Joseph said to his brethren, I die, and God surely will visit you and bring you out of this land, of the land which he swore to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall be carried my bones from hence. Watch it, verse 26, how the entire book ends. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, is put in a coffin in Egypt. How does the Bible begin Genesis 1:1? In the beginning, God created. But how does it all end up? In a coffin in Egypt. You know, you have one life to live here from Genesis 1 to Genesis 50. Life, death, all in between. You're going to make the decision how you plan to live. I'm going to make that decision. I'm going to live on the winning side. I'm going to live as a happy camper. I'm going to live forgiving others that have wronged me and have said things and hurt me. I'm not going to carry that to my grave. Father, I love our listeners so much. I thank you for them. God, please give us a great weekend, Friday today, Saturday, tomorrow, Sunday, all Lord's Day. May we sing to your honor and praise. May the choirs be filled. May the pastors and preachers be filled with the Spirit of God. Speak to us and speak through us. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.